Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Wittenberg Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Cox,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Wittenberg Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. That's right. I am here with a very, very special guest that I got from Caden Gordon. Caden, we love you here. And thank you for sending us Dan White. Dan White is a new singer-songwriter from Del Rio, Texas. He is a U.S. Army veteran and was a member of the Army Band. Very cool. After leaving the military, he returned to school to get a teaching degree and now teaches music in South Texas, which we love because anybody that can teach music is a true teacher and a delight to work with. He has several songs on Spotify and Apple Music, which showcases his writing and singing skills. He blends country with Tex-Mex, Texas swing, and rock influences. He is advocate for veteran suicide awareness and wrote the song 22 to make the subject more mainstream and help vets and their families. Dan, what's up, brother?
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right.
So you are in Texas. I was born in Austin, Texas. Well, I love you for that. Texas. I haven't been back to Texas in 44 years because I'm 44. You know, I was born in 1980. And speaking of the 80s, you have a new song coming out next Friday, you just told me, called 80s Child.
Correct.
Yes. So that song is about how we lived in the 80s and not be connected to our phones and other new stuff now, correct?
Right. Just going into kind of how technology has changed the way kids are growing up nowadays compared to where we were out till the sun went down, and then plus even more until the parents came yelling at us.
Right.
And then now the kids just don't even want to go outside anymore.
Yeah, it seems like they don't know. Well, I blame 2010, because after 2010 is where this all social media craze went to hell and back, you know. Mm. And I really think that 2010 caused it, you know. But so going back to so you were born in the 80s, or were you raised up in the 80s?
I was raised in the 80s.
In the 80s.
Born in the 70s.
70s, all right, yeah, because my sister was born in 78 or 77, I can't remember which one. Mm-hmm. But she was raised in the 80s. I was born in the 80s, raised in the 90s, but I love 80s music. 80s music is like got my heart and soul. Who in the 80s do you like? What was the number one band in the 80s growing up?
Well, when I went to high school, I was kind of going through a metalhead phase.
So yes.
I was listening to like Megadeth, Metallica, Iron Maiden, all those kind of groups, and Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Well, since you said that, let me ask you this. Megadeth or Metallica, which one would you prefer now as opposed to back then?
I'd probably still stick with Metallica.
Metallica? Okay. Yeah. Because Metallica was my band back when I was a teenager too.
Mm-hmm.
But now I want to go with Megadeth because of the consistency. You know, they always release an album almost yearly. And we got like two records from Metallica within like 10 years.
We don't count Saint Anger.
No. Right. Yeah. We don't just cause of the drums, you know, but now after watching Some Kind of Monster, I do have a little bit of more respect for Saint Anger. Do you share that same sentiment, or do you still absolutely hate Saint Anger along with a lot of other people?
No, I mean, Van Hagar is different than Van Halen of the 80s.
Yeah.
It was, to me, it's like two different bands, but I meant it still worked in that phase of their musicianship.
Yeah. Yeah. So going back to, you said you were born in the 70s. So is there a moment of time where you remember hearing music for the first time ever?
I think it would be probably when I was in pre-K or kindergarten, and they'd make us take naps and they had the radio on. So I'd hear a lot of like disco and stuff.
Okay, so disco was okay. Yeah, so I guess that didn't gravitate towards you like rock and metal.
Well, I mean, you know, growing up, different phases.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I can listen to anything.
Yeah. You're kind of like me. You know, you kind of listen to everything, because
all depends on the mood.
Yes, exactly. Because high school years, I grown up like straight rock and roll, metal, and then as time progressed, it's country. And everything else, you know.
Yeah, I didn't really like country too much in high school.
Right, yeah.
And now here I am singing about it.
Right, which is great, which is why I want to ask you too. So how did you not like country back then, but now you sing it, and it's so good. I think your songs are fantastic.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I think it's more of the kids don't want to be the parents. And so when your parents are listening to a certain style of music, you want to break away from what they're doing. I mean, and they used to listen to a lot of like the 40s big band music as well.
Yeah.
But then when I got in high school, I was introduced to the jazz band, and then I started playing bass in jazz band. And that's really where I started working a lot of my skills up, was being in high school jazz band.
Yeah.
And so then I started listening to the stuff that they used to listen to. And as I got older, I started listening to it even more.
Right. Yeah.
And so total 180.
There you go. There you go. Is that your dog?
No, that's a cat.
Oh, we love. Oh, okay. Hello, kitty. But I learned, well, looking you up, you and your bio, you said you were in the Army.
Right.
For a while. How long were you in the Army for?
9 years.
9 years? Okay. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because my dad was a retired colonel in the Air Force, so I kind of know what we went through, mm-hmm. you know, being deployed and everything. So let me ask you this. Were you stationed elsewhere besides the USA?
Did a year in Korea and also in Germany.
Okay. So going in Korea and Germany, did you notice like a major difference between their music and our music that we listen to today?
When I was in Korea, it was in the mid-90s, so they were playing a lot of Americanized music at the discotheques and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So it wasn't really that big of a musical change.
Yeah.
But on the jazz side, because I toured around as a jazz musician while I was also over there.
Right.
They really liked the old school jazz stuff from the 40s and the 50s, the bebop and swing and all that stuff. So, I mean, it was kind of a mixing of cultures.
Yeah.
And then a lot of their singers would, of course, you know, try to sing the American stuff and everything.
Yeah. Well, I guess what would be like a karaoke thing, you know, right? With the, right. You know,
yeah. Karaoke is really big in Asia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, Korea, especially, you know. When you were in Germany, how much did you hear of David Hasselhoff? Because apparently they love him over there back then.
I wasn't really exposed to any
of
his kind of stuff over there. I mean, I heard the same rumors that he's real big, like singer and actor.
But you didn't hear any. Okay, but you didn't hear any. Okay, well, I don't know why. I mean, but then again, you know, he might be like underground kind of thing back there. You know, over here is Michael Knight and Knight Rider. You know,
right?
That's his biggest. Baywatch was a big deal. I don't know which one was more popular for him. Probably Baywatch. You know.
For me, it was Knight Rider because that's what I grew up with.
Yes, me too. Yeah, right. Yeah, the Knight Rider theme was fantastic to this day. I still listen to it. But yeah.
Kit was just a future version of Tesla, basically.
Yes, and I didn't notice, but the teacher from Boy Meets World voiced Kit.
Right.
I don't know if Mr. Feeney. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like, "Holy crap!" I did not know that until just recently, but So you were in the Army band for a while. You were in the Army for 9 years, you said?
Right.
And so did you join the Army band right after it, or like?
I joined right after high school.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So I graduated on a Saturday, and on Monday I was on a plane to basic, or a, yeah, plane and a bus to basic training.
Basic
training,
yeah.
Two whole days to rejoice for graduating high school, and then I was gone.
Yeah. Yeah, one thing about the military, man, is when they get you fast. You know, there's no prolonging it. You know, especially when they get you from the drafted. You know,
Drafted. Well, they don't do that anymore.
Well, no. Yeah,
we'll see what happens with all these low numbers and recruitment.
Later. Yeah. So you know, but I can't become in the military because obviously I'm handicapped. Although. Yeah. My dad asked me, would you have gone in the military? I'm like, yes. And he's like, wow, I didn't know that. I'm like, yeah, I would, you know, because I love my father to death, you know. So what made you join the military?
Just wanting to get away and explore the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
nothing really was keeping me there. I didn't have money for college or anything because my parents were both, you know, working class. So just wanted to do something different and get out of there.
Well, Germany and Korea are two main go to places when you join the military. So now you are a teacher for music, correct?
Right.
All right.
Band director.
Band director. Okay. So, so what entails in a band director teaching band, because I don't know.
Well, you have to go to school for about 6 years.
Okay.
So it's longer than a regular 4-year degree. And basically you have to learn all the instruments that you teach. Mm-hmm. So I have to be able to play all of them now instead of just one or two primaries.
Yeah. So what is your, okay. So if you had to pick one, to play, like, for the rest of your life, like, which instrument would that be?
Oh, it's bass guitar.
Bass guitar, yeah. I love to give it. So, according to you, who do you think is the best bassist right now?
I grew up on Geddy Lee from Rush. Geddy Lee. My heavy influence. And then also Steve Harris from Iron Maiden, too.
Yeah.
And it's like his heavy metal riffs and things like that. And then Cliff Burton.
Yeah.
Also old Metallica.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you could beat Cliff Burton. You know, he's one of the go-tos. He's one of the staples. Mm. So I want to ask you about the song 22 because I fell in love with the song. So that's about a guy that gets drafted in the military and doesn't come home.
He comes home.
Okay.
That's just the first half of the song.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, he gets drafted and he sees things and
yeah,
his buddies die and stuff, and he basically has survivor's remorse.
Yeah, right.
And then it comes back changed and everything, and he thinks the only way he can get on is to end his life.
Yeah. So. Is this inspired by somebody you knew, or is this like...
Just a general impression I get from people I talk to and things like that, plus some of my own things in there.
Right, yeah.
Kind of a mixture. And then the second verse is about a girl that gets sent to Afghanistan, and then an IED takes her part of her body off, and she's got to go through the whole VA process trying to get disabilities and stuff like that.
Which I don't know why the government over here treats their veterans like crap, you know, because mm-hmm. there's so many like homeless vets I need to be taken care of for sure.
Yeah. Especially being with what's going on the border right now. We're just letting them in like crazy, and they're taking a lot of places that our own homeless could take.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. But you have another fun song called Bartender Pour Me Something Strong, and I fell in love with that song. That sounds amazing, too. I would ask you what's the song about, but it's about the bartender pouring you something strong because you come home from a hard day's work, right?
It's basically just kind of a drinking song. Just one of them's about a relationship, and one of them's about a working problem, and they go to the bar to kick it back and try to forget their stuff.
Right, yeah, which is more now. Well, I guess that's always happened since the dawn of time. You know, you go to the bartender to blow up some steam.
Right.
Talk to the bartender, you don't kind of get some feedback. But, so I want to talk about your song Saturday Night in a Border Town.
Okay.
That sounds very, Spanish, and like you got inspiration from Spanish music. Did you?
Right. I put some Tex-Mex into it.
Yes.
Because I live here on the border. So Mexico's only 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
And so I've been here for 18 years now, and so I was putting a little of the local culture into the song. That's why I have an accordion start at the beginning.
Right. Also, I also wanted to ask you, because I totally forgot about this, the song 80s Child. Mm-hmm. The beginning of this song reminds me of two songs. And I want to see if you got inspiration from the songs. At the very beginning of the song, it reminds me of the We Will Rock You drum pattern. And then right after that, it reminds me of I Love Rock and Roll. Did those have any kind of inspiration for you, or is it just...
No, they just kind of happened.
Okay.
They just wanted the drummer to kind of start setting a beat beforehand, and it just kind of stuck with the rest of the song and allowed the band to come in.
Well, it's a good beat.
Actually, the chord structure is, if you listen to the old... Was it the song called Dust on the Bottle? It kind of has that bah, bah,
yeah.
bah, bah. But I didn't want them to make it sound like it too much, so they added a few more instrumentations and thing right there.
Right.
Well, that's... And as far as I Love Rock and Roll, I actually haven't heard that one.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because I wondered if it's not like the Pour Some Sugar on Me or I Love Rock and Roll, and it reminded me more of
I Love... Use some... they used a lot of like 80s patches. If you hear the keyboard and stuff, yeah, I told them to put some 80 nuances in there as well.
Amen.
And like, you can hear the Stranger Thing motifs. Whenever I say the verse about Stranger Things, he goes,
yeah,
keyboard thing.
Yeah.
And then there's actually a little bit of, he did a little bit of Van Halen Jump in there as well.
Okay.
Towards the end of the song, you can hear it. The keyboard, kind of the same keyboard riff that Eddie Van Halen did in Jump.
I mean, so, that all makes sense because it's 80s child and 80s music, right? So, I mean, you can't really go wrong with 80s music. You know, I don't know why they don't bring it back, but, you know, they'll probably mess it up if they do anyway. But Taylor Swift has a song called Style that reminds me of the 80s. So, I mean, I guess some artists can bring it back correctly.
He's also got a song named 22, but it's definitely not mine.
No, right. Exactly. Yours is a lot better, I think, sir. So how has your experience as a musician influenced your role in the Army and vice versa?
Well, actually, it was my experience in the Army that I've transferred over to my personal stuff.
Okay.
Because I've always been playing other people's music.
Yeah.
So I've gotten to an age now, you know, I just hit my 50s, so it's time for me. I'm thinking more like legacy. What am I going to leave behind for my kids? Yeah. What kind of artist impression, artistic stuff am I going to leave behind? So that's kind of why I started writing my own songs and recording them, just so, you know, I leave a little piece behind when I'm gone.
Right. Well, you are, honestly, you do not look 50 at all. You look like a lot younger than that, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
At least you could tell my body that.
Oh, right. Yeah, my body creaks and moans too because I'm 44 and I don't like getting old, but I guess that's something we all have to do, you know?
So, one of those things. Of youth, unfortunately.
No, if you know where it is, please tell me so I can drink from it too. You know, it's like Jesus, Lord Almighty. But can you share a memorable moment from your time in the Army, in the Army band? They had a significant impact on you, either professionally playing for them or personally?
Well, it was actually, like I said, I went in right after high school.
So yeah.
It was my first big exposure to real world class professional players.
Right.
Because before that, you know, I was in high school, so I was used to playing with was kids. So, I mean, it was like a big wake up call. I was like, how do these guys do this? And of course, you know, they had more years over me.
Yeah,
because a lot of them were in their 20s, 30s, and here I was 18, 19 years old coming right out of high school.
Right.
But it was great to play with them because, like the saying goes, if you surround yourself with world-class musicians, you'll start playing world-class kind of thing. So it enhanced my playing and my abilities to learn chord structures and things like that, because other than that, I was just a rock bass player.
Right.
But then they, you know, I got turned on to the jazz scene, playing bebop, all those kind of 50s and 60s styles. Mm-hmm. And then that helped my chord progressions on my bass, where I'm able, you know, now to this date, I'm able to write music based on jazz type chord progressions.
Right.
Which transfer over to country really easy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So you mentioned that the 80s child song will be released out next Friday, correct?
Right. 5/24.
Okay. Yeah. And they can find it on anywhere to get music from, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere.
Right. All it's right. Actually my first single that I partnered up with a division of Sony Music. So it's going to be released through Sony, what's called Sony Orchard. So it's the parent company is actually Sony Records.
Right.
So it'll be a little bit different coming through a major distributor compared to me just releasing on TuneCore.
Right. And after that single comes out, do we have like an album lineup or because I know most artists now is releasing singles after singles, which is great, you know, because like I said before, a lot of people can't sit there and listen to one full album on the go, you know, they always have to, you know, because TikTok is getting little, you know, it's a quicker attention span, you know,
right. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've been doing this since I just started in 2022.
Okay.
So, and this will be my seventh song in 2 years. So, I mean, I kind of like the single because
yeah,
I can do it on my own time.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know if I could come up with 10 songs off the bat anyway. Right. This long just to do 7.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're all great, to be honest with you, sir. I really enjoy them. And everybody should check out the song 22 as well as Saturday Night. It'll just check out your Mr. Dance whole catalog, and you'll fall in love with his music just as much as I did.
Yeah, you can look me up on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, any of those things, but it's under Dan Wesley White. I had to use all three of my names because there was already Dan White's in there.
Yeah, there's White. Right, yeah.
So I had to use my country serial killer name.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's awesome. And you also have a website, danwesleywhite.com.
Right.
Where people can order merchandise from you, correct?
Right. So this is like... This is one of my 22 shirts right
here. Oh, nice. Yeah.
So this is one of the shirts you can order on the website.
Right. Yeah. And I think that if people buy your physical stuff, it counts much more as what a song streaming in would be, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Especially with Spotify trying to screw listeners or artists over now, they're trying to lump everything as audiobooks so they can lower the royalties they pay out.
Yeah.
So that's just no good. These streaming services are really ripping the artists off.
Yeah.
The only way the artists really make money is ticket sales and merchandise.
Right. Yeah.
We have, live CDs that we can sell.
Yeah.
Compared to streaming.
Yeah. I'm a big supporter of Apple Music because I heard they pay them a lot more. And
they
pay
more than Spotify.
And I just despise, Spotify, you know.
Yeah.
So
Spotify is really ticking a lot of people off that they're going to start taking their music off them before too long because they screw the artist over. Luckily, I'm with a royalty group that just filed a lawsuit against Spotify yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully that'll get cleaned up.
Well, I hope they win, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So we have two more questions for you, and then we'll let you go. If you had to put four bands on a Mount Rushmore, who would they be? You got four. You got four choices, you know.
Four bands.
Yeah.
I'd probably have to say George Strait for country.
Okay. Good one.
Maybe Ozzy Osbourne for metal.
Okay.
Just because he went through the hard phase and then he kind of mellowed out. And now he's starting to go hard again.
Right.
Definitely Rush.
Rush is a good one.
And I don't know who the fourth one would be. Probably just based on my own influences, probably Iron Maiden would be the fourth one.
You can't go wrong with Iron Maiden, you know. Iron Maiden's been around since the 80s, I think, so they're still kicking it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Dickinson, man, I love that dude's voice. So.
Yeah, plus he's so much more. He's an air pilot. He's also he's got a doctorate's degree, everything.
Yeah. Because I find it funny because me and my cousin were watching MTV and Bruce Dickinson was on, and she goes, "Is he like a high school teacher?" Like, no, he's a rocker. And she's like, "Oh, okay, you know, because he's clean cut, you know, wore like a nice shirt on." And then she's like, "Oh, okay, he looks like a high school teacher." I'm like, "Yeah, he does, but he rocks out too, so that's awesome." So. All right, so we have one more song for you. I mean, one more question for you. I guess I was on the brain. If you can tell me of a band, an artist, or a song that you can think of right now that you can listen to, but you can't tell me or anybody else how it makes you feel deep inside your soul, who would that be?
Repeat it again.
Give me one band, a song, or an artist that you can listen to right now, but you can't tell me or your wife or anybody else how it makes you feel deep inside. It's so like in tune with you.
Hmm.
You can't explain it how it makes you feel deep inside. Or do you even have one? Because I've run against some artists and they don't even have one. So.
I don't really have a theme song per se or anything like that. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm I listen to pretty much everything.
Everything. Yeah.
It all depends on my mood.
Yeah.
I'm a mood music person. If I'm mad, I listen to certain kinds of rock. If I'm anxious, I listen to certain kinds of stuff. Or if I'm sad, then that's usually when the country music comes on.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Or the 80s rock ballads.
Well, I agree with you. You know, I mean, music is motivating and can take you a lot. I take you away from a lot of thoughts that, you know, you've had in the past and just, you know, get rid of them with one song or like one note, you know, it takes it all away sometimes. So everybody go to DanWhite.com. Nope. It's Dan Wesley White. I'm so sorry. Dan Wesley White. And stream all of his music except on Spotify, you know, because he doesn't get any music, any money from them. Apple Music like or anything else.
Something of a penny when you listen on Spotify.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't know if it's greed or I don't. That's weird.
It's basically free now with all this new stuff they're trying to push on it.
Yeah. And are you on TikTok by chance?
Yes, I have TikTok also. And okay. Instagram.
Instagram, okay. So follow DanWesleyWhite.com for every social media site. I think you got it on the bottom of all the pages on your
website. Yeah, there's links there.
Yeah, yeah. So, and go listen to 80s Child coming out this Friday. This episode will be out way before then, so everybody will know. Check out 80s Child. And so we honestly thank you for coming on the show. And anytime you want to come back, just get in contact with me. And we'll set something up.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, sir. And everybody, you're listening right now. Always remember, when words fail, music speaks.